This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Peregrine. The year was about 1275, and a very unlikely candidate for sainthood was leading his gang into the town square of Forli, Italy, looking for trouble. Their leader, Peregrine Laziosi, had heard that the Pope's representative would speak to the citizens that afternoon to encourage them to return to the church so that the interdict placed upon the town could be lifted. Before the speaker had hardly begun, the gang started to heckle and jeer. Finally, in anger, Peregrine jumped up on the platform and struck the priest in the face. This encouraged the noisy crowd to drive the priest out of town. But something did not seem right to Peregrine. The priest did not return any of the insults or blows which were showered upon him. Rather, he was heard to pray as he was pushed and shoved about. Finally, the town's gates were closed, and the gang loudly congratulated themselves. Peregrine, however, wasn't easy. He was not proud that he had struck the priest, and it occurred to him that Christ had acted in the same way as he was being led to be crucified. Then and there, he decided that the only thing he could do was to apologize for what he had done. He followed after the priest, who readily forgave him. Then Peregrine was told the secret, that the prayers the priest had said during the fight were for him. Peregrine returned to Forli a changed person. He was determined to visit the church daily and to pray before the crucifix and the statue of the Mother of God. His gang was not pleased with his strange behavior and mockingly called him the Holy One and the Sick One when he tried to explain why he had changed. Peregrine spent much time praying, and one day was told by the Mother of God that she wanted him to join the Servite order, which was called the Servants of Mary. He was so grateful for the love God had given him that his return gift was to never again sleep on a bed. He tried every day to be good and godlike. After his ordination, he was sent to his hometown of Forli. On the way, he was met by a gang, just as his gang had met the visiting priest some years earlier. But now the message was different. He was told that he was to hurry to his home because his mother was dying. People began to realize that Peregrine was a holy man and asked for his prayers and to help cure their sick. Alone, he approached a large gang of robbers and murderers which terrorized the region's travelers. He converted them, some of whom remembered him from earlier years. Then he obtained a civil pardon, found work for them, and helped them become productive in community life. One year, a summer drought threatened the countryside, and the villagers saw only starvation through the winter. One particular man showed Peregrine his empty barn, asking what he should do. Gently, Peregrine reminded the entire family that all of its members should have faith and pray. While they still prayed in the house, Peregrine prayed in the empty barn. Soon he came out and told the owner that he had better get to work right away inside. To everyone's amazement, the barn was filled to the roof with wheat, which supplied the entire district with enough to eat throughout the winter. One day, a cancerous sore developed on his leg, which was very painful and which smelled so badly that people were driven away. The doctor examined it and said that the leg would have to be amputated. The night before the operation, Peregrine made his way to the crucifix and prayed, "If I lose my leg, I give you the pain in order that some poor sinner may be helped. If you want me to have one leg to do your work, I accept your will." As he was asleep before the crucifix, he had a dream that the hand of Christ crucified brushed against his leg, and the wound healed. When the doctor examined Peregrine's leg the next morning, he could find no trace of cancer. His only response was, "You had a better doctor than I." Peregrine died at the age of 85. On the evening of his death, the villagers had gathered to pray for favors through Peregrine to God, because they knew he was a holy man. Their prayers were interrupted by a young boy who was in search of the doctor. His father had fallen from a barn and was seriously injured. The father was a personal friend of Peregrine, and upon seeing the body, the boy thought of a better cure. He carried the bleeding, injured man into the church and touched his father's hand to that of Peregrine's. Immediately the bleeding stopped, and the injured man sat up completely healed. Peregrine is the patron saint of those suffering from cancer. His faith rested upon the fact that God loves us, and as we love him through Christ and his mother Mary, favors we ask out of love for our spiritual good will be granted. We can be as close to God as was Peregrine. First, we must direct our love toward God and away from ourselves.